Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's November 18th. It's Tuesday, and Catherine Lanfer is in for John Hockenberry. So good morning to you. And we're going to start with the market. And so far, Asian trading down almost 4.5%, the Hang Seng, and also trading down in Europe, the FTSE down roughly 2%, and the DAX down. Percentage and a half.
Well, there's all sorts of financial indicators out there. There's also another kind of indicator, and that, of course, would be what's going on with the jobs in the financial sector. I mean, forget one set of numbers. Let's look at the number of jobs out there. Now, you might recall, Adora, one of the largest layoffs of any industry was announced yesterday when Citigroup said they're eliminating some 52,000 jobs, nearly 15% of their workforce. Now, it is a stunning move, and it certainly highlights the woes of the financial sector. And to get more, we're going to turn to David Enrich. He is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and he's covering the story for today's paper, and he joins us here in the studio. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
All right. Now, some of these cuts were already underway. So what exactly changed yesterday?
They've made clear for the first time exactly the scope of the layoffs and the job cuts that they were going to be facing. And frankly, it was about on par with what people had expected. But it really did, for people who have been following it closely, and more casual observers, it really underscores the magnitude of the stress in the financial services industry, though.
Now, what sectors of the company are affected?
And really throughout. The hardest hit will be the investment bank, especially here in New York, also in London. But and their Smith Barney unit also could be affected. Really, the scope of it could be pretty wide and jarring. It's really all over the world, though, in Germany and in India. And it's really going to force the company probably to pare back some of its operations around the world.
What
as well.
Prompted this move?
Well, just the broad, very deep, very broad financial stress. And the company has, over the past year, faced about $20 billion in losses. Their CEO is under enormous and mounting pressure to do something about it. He's facing a lot of pressure from the board, from shareholders, and frankly, just from employees who have been hearing these rumblings about mass layoffs in the past couple of weeks and are really on edge. And it's really, really hard to operate and do your job effectively when you're facing the pressure
of being laid off. How do you cope? I mean, I'm assuming the workload stays the same. So how do you do it?
Well, the workload, it actually gets bigger because, you know, these layoffs have been taking place kind of on a rolling basis for the past several weeks now. And morale at Citigroup, I talked to a lot of people at the company, is just pitifully low.
And I guess what's interesting about what was announced yesterday is, given what happened with Goldman Sachs over the weekend, where you had all of these executives who said they're going to forego their bonuses, there was not a murmur from Citigroup about potentially foregoing bonuses for their executives who have seen multiple months of losses.
Yeah, and they've been racking up losses for the past year now, and it's not like they just didn't mention the bonus issue. I mean, they were pressed on it by a lot of reporters, and including myself, and are just refusing to budge on the issue. And I think they face a real political problem here. And not only is Goldman and probably some other firms saying and asking their boards not to give them bonuses, but Citigroup's receiving $25 billion in government capital here. And the optical problem, at the very least, of receiving that money and potentially doling out and sizable bonuses to their top executives and it's probably untenable. I think they're going to face real pressure to not pay those bonuses. And
you add to that, now you're talking about up to 75,000 people around the world that are losing their jobs.
Yeah, well, and in fairness, in terms of the people losing their jobs, this is a lot of these people, and tens of thousands of people will lose their jobs. Tens of thousands of people included in this number will no longer work for Citigroup, but Citigroup's counting those numbers. Those numbers include people whose business units will be sold, essentially. So it gets off Citigroup's books. It doesn't necessarily mean they get fired.
I was just going to say, there are other moves that are going along with this. What exactly are they selling off?
And they've already sold off their banking business in Germany. They have an outsourcing unit based in India that they've sold.
Who's buying?
other financial services companies. And I think that's one of the problems Citigroup faces. I mean, they've got their Primerica business, which is here in the U.S. It's an insurance and mutual fund business that they've been trying to sell for months. And apparently they're getting closer to finding a buyer, but you know, they're going to sell for pennies on the dollar in today's market.
Well, in fact, what is the path that is open to Citigroup? I mean, there are some analysts who say, you know, that one of the things that really hurt them was that they missed out on that chance to buy Wachovia, that Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
Talk about that for a minute.
And that was a really devastating blow for Citigroup. And right now, Citigroup, like all other banks, they really need their – and people have been pulling deposits, not out of Citigroup specifically, but out of the industry in general. And there's just a lot more concern among investors and regulators. And Citigroup needs to either get bigger or probably – sell itself, honestly. And
who would buy them?
I don't think there are very many good options there. So they're in a real quandary.
And also, historically, aren't they bad at absorbing other businesses?
They have one of the worst track records in the financial services industry for integrating mergers, which is one of the reasons that people are looking around and they're seeing that Citigroup is in talks to buy some other banks. And it makes them real nervous because if they go and buy a bunch of banks, the track record is not good.
And in fact, there's already a candidate, right, that they're looking at.
Yeah, they're in talks to buy a bank down in Maryland in the Washington, D.C. area. But it's small and doesn't really move the needle that much for
okay.
them.
Okay. And to wrap up here, the stock price for Citigroup, what's going on with that?
It is under $9 for the first time in about 13 years. It's it was at 50-some dollars 15 months ago. So it's really been quite a ride for Citigroup investors.
All right. David Enrich, I want to thank you for coming by.
It's my pleasure.
David Enrich, Wall Street Journal reporter on the Citigroup layoffs.